One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hello, Nando's in North Cape Road. Jess speaking. How may I help?
Oh, hey, Jess. It's Archie Curzon here, the CEO of Clapham.
Oh, hey, baby. Okay.
Yeah, very well. Very well. You good? You have a good weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you, babe.
Well, listen, I just wanted to reach out and connect just because, as you know, I'm the captain of the Clapham Falcons, which is, you know, probably the most famous rugby team in the area. And we're coming to Nando's a week Saturday for our end of season shindig. And now I know we can't book a table, but I just want to pre-warn you that I think you're going to have to order some more chicken because there's going to be about 25 to 35 of us, and I think each lad will probably do 1 to 3 chickens each.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. So I just want to just pre-warn you because, you know, I think last time we were there we ran you out of chicken.
I mean, I appreciate the warning then.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a semi-pro, so I mean, just to give you an idea, in my normal life when I'm not even going to Nando's, I eat 2 chickens a day, you know, breakfast, lunch, and supper. But on that particular day, because I'll be fasting. So I imagine when I get there about 6 p.m, I'm going to be bloody hungry, and I'll probably be taking down at least 3 to 5 chickens. So if you
That's
know, and a lot of the boys do, a lot of the boys do fast, just because it's that summer and they want to have those, you know, want to have a good body. So just want to, yeah, just call up and, you know, pre-warn you, a gentle reminder. Probably ordering a lorry load of chicken for a week Saturday because we'll be coming for you.
Yeah, to be fair, I appreciate the call. Maybe if you wouldn't mind just to drop us a reminder email.
Yeah.
And then, because it's actually my first day in this restaurant today.
Oh, so. Right. Well, God, how's it all going?
It's good, but
you're lucky,
just so
Jess.
I don't forget about it.
Yeah. Don't forget about it. You're lucky. You're in a great area. Clapham is got one of the best Nando's around, and really good clientele. You get a lot of rugby boys in there, and you know everyone's pretty sound.
Even just this phone call is telling me this, so it's going to be good. I'm looking forward, exactly.
Anyway, look, I'll drop you an email, but it's probably worth talking to management and ordering an extra lorry load of chicken. And I imagine, you know, just to give you some ideas, probably wings as well, because for me personally, I like to have at least 2 whole chickens and I'll have a side of wings. I like to play the wing roulette, actually. That's quite good fun. I sometimes do that on a weekend by myself at home. I order it on Deliveroo and it comes round, and I buy like 6 wing roulettes, and it's quite fun finding out the spicy ones.
Oh my God, I was going to say, it's definitely going to be entertaining, all of you having a go with that, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we're pretty good chat, the rugby boys. Yeah, we'll be good, but we'll be on best behaviour, but we'll be ready for some chicken.
Absolutely.
As long as you know, then, all right, have a lovely day. Good luck for the rest of the
Perfect.
Day. I'll drop you an email.
Thank you so much.
No, yes, absolutely, no problem. Good luck. If you need anything, just come back to us. I'm the CEO of the area, so if you've got any problems or any qualms, just let me know. Okay.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Colin.
Keep up the good work. All right, you too. Love and champagne.
Thank you.
Love and champagne. Bye bye.
More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Rugby Biz Podcast, episode 134. We've got a huge guest lined up for you later on, but before we get there, I'm joined, as always, by my trusty steed, Mr.
Dream
Archie Kevin.
Dream of Clapper Fornication.
Yeah, okay.
Dream of Clapham Fornication.
You swapped in Clapham for California.
Yeah, yeah. It's the kind of thing I do in this podcast. Yeah. I take songs and then I change the words to make them more Clapham-esque.
Yeah, yeah. More suited to our audience.
That song is called Californication.
Yeah.
And I changed the word to Clapham Fornication.
Yeah, no, we get that, yeah.
And it's by a band...
It's by the Chili Peppers.
By a band called the...
It's by the Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Do you not know them?
No, they've just literally just came up on a thing on Spotify.
First time you ever heard the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're okay.
You've got to be joking me.
They're no Goo Goo Dolls or Nickelback, but I think, you know, they'll probably do quite well.
Mate, they're way more famous and they're way more rock and roll than both those.
Really?
Bands. Yeah, mate. They're known for doing these crazy raucous naked shows, getting their cocks in their socks, being like proper rock and roll.
Hold on, that's quite a band to wait. Are they like rugby lads? They're like big lads getting naked?
Like, no, well, like built.
Well, yeah, they're like proper like, well, they're like built like Matt Stevens, for instance.
Well, no, they've got like great bodies. I mean, they're built, but they're not rugby built. They're like skinny kind of, they're like, yeah.
What, skinny stack? Like Ollie Pradlock?
Yeah, like Ollie Pradlock or Jamie Lang.
No. I know, for me, that's really put me off.
Why?
Because I think like getting naked and putting socks on your willy in a rugby environment, like in a rugby area, is top-notch banter.
Yeah.
Like thumbs up, good lad. Like if you did that in Twickenham or Clapham Common.
Yeah.
Clapham South.
Yep.
Even Clapham Junction.
Yeah.
And like Old Town area and even bits of Balham. Like that's great banter.
Right.
But if I saw those guys, the way they look, you were saying they're skinny stacked. They just had like socks and their willies walking around.
Yeah.
That's antisocial behavior. And for me, I don't want to know about it. I'm sorry. I'm not listening to them again.
Okay. All right, mate. Sorry.
That was a good song.
Sorry,
I like that.
Sorry to upset you.
No, it's all right. It's just, I think that kind of behavior should be left to the big boys, the rugby boys.
To the rugby boys. Okay,
we'll
leave it to the rugby boys. But I mean, talking about something where we can all party and get behind, it's another bloody bank holiday weekend.
Choo choo!
Third of the month.
Choo choo! What's coming through, Freddie?
A train?
You know what it's called?
It's a train.
No, what's it coming through?
Choo choo!
The last train! Weep weep! Friday, Saturday, Sunday, boop, boop.
Well, I can imagine
where will I be? Well, let me guess. I'll probably be at the ship or the Pear Tree Cafe.
You'll probably be at the ship.
I mean, Pear Tree Cafe is getting some good press at the moment. There's a really good set down there.
Yeah, it does look like a good crowd.
I think the thing is, there's such a big set like Southwest London. Such a big, good set.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big group of like really good people.
They can't all fit into one place.
They can't all fit in the ship. So some people said, all right, lads, like, have a good time in the ship. We're off to the Pear Tree Cafe. And they've just agreed to like just get all the good people in these two locations. So I'll be in one of those two locations. I might do Saturday at the Pear Tree, Sunday at the ship. Sounds like quite a good plan.
Well,
am I excited? Yes, I am.
But I did want to ask you, for a man who's so excited by bank holidays, I mean, you've had three, you've been spoilt this month.
Yeah, yeah.
But you also love making cash, you love working hard. So you must be pretty appalled that you've lost 3 days of work.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I was saying that to one of the guys in the office. I am, actually. I do miss a good Monday.
Yeah.
Because for me, Monday is, you know, as you know, one of my favourite days of the week.
Why?
Because I've got five whole days to make cash.
Right.
It's a double-edged sword. You know, yes, I love lashing it up in the sun for 3 days. But also, I do miss that Monday madness. Getting on the Northern Line, shooting into the city, getting out, grabbing a coffee and having bloody good banter in the office and melting the phones and getting stuff going.
Well, Archie, we record this midweek.
Commercially, it doesn't make sense business-wise. But commercially, on the lash front, for Clapham, as CEO of Clapham, look, it's great for business. So I'm torn. I'm like a yin and yang necklace.
Right, okay.
Do you ever have one of those?
No, I didn't.
I wore one for quite a majority of my Gatby and Canary Wolf.
Right.
Yeah. Really cool.
I was
on a shoelace that I just found, actually.
Okay.
And I just put this yin and yang thing. It was quite tight.
Why did you take it off in the end?
Because it was actually affecting my breathing.
Right, okay.
Because it was so tight.
Yeah.
And it actually became quite uncomfortable.
Your Adam's apple.
And I couldn't undo it. Because my mate Dom, he tightened it so hard, the only way I could get off it was using a lighter to break the shoelace.
Oh,
not even a knife for doing it, so I couldn't get the knife in.
Yeah.
So I got a lighter, and actually, yeah, look at that.
Oh my God, that's a really bad burn.
I burnt myself.
That's really bad. You're right.
So, yeah, I'm fine. It was all part and parcel of learning. You know, that's what happens with Gabby. You learn not to put on necklaces too tight.
Yeah, you learn a lot about life. Yeah, yeah. Well, we record this midweek.
But honestly, it's quite a cool symbol, the yin yang thing. I might actually write that down. Yeah, I might get another necklace like that. Quite cool to put on the outside of your t-shirt. It's quite a good talking piece. And then I could just talk about like my position on the bank holiday weekend. Like, love it, but also hate it.
Well, Archie, I want to ask you, because we are recording this midweek in between the European final, which was incredible, and also the Prem final, which I'm guessing you're going to.
I'll be there.
That's a bit of a rugby update.
Yeah, yeah. Rugby update. Can we get like a...
like a jingle or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, can you help me out? I'm looking for an update on the rugby scores. I know it's coming to the end of the season, but I need a rugby update. I need an update now. I need a rugby update from Archie Gerson now. I need an update from the CEO. I need to know the premise.
Really got me in the mood to discuss rugby.
Good.
We are essentially a rugby podcast.
Third biggest in the world, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
give us your thoughts on the European game, just quickly.
Oh, just always brilliant. What a great advertisement for rugby.
Ever.
First, you have Leinster go in there, all guns blazing, you know, look like they're going to win.
Three tries,
and then they just sort of, they peter off and they lose again. It actually reminds me of a guy I went to school who was called George Ronski.
Right.
Who was actually meant to be one of the best tennis players around. Left school early because they were like, fast track him.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next Tin Henman.
Well,
and it didn't work out for him. He ended up just being a DJ for children's parties.
Oh, shit.
But he went to a great school, was in great shape, actually did really well with women, and then
choked,
you know, he looked like he was winning, got to 70th minute, and it just didn't happen, and he ran out of gas, and now he's playing at children's birthday parties as a DJ.
And obviously, Arch got the Prem final this weekend. You were there last year, I'm guessing you're going again?
Yeah, yeah. It's a day in my diary I don't miss. You know, I love watching the Premiership final in all its glory. I love Twickenham.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Premiership, and I love a good final. So, yeah, I'll be there. And
I'm really looking forward to it.
Who am I supporting? Good
question.
You've
got a history with Sarri.
No, I have to say Sale, just because I know a few of the boys down there. I know the Curry twins follow me religiously. You know, look at all my stories. Raffy Quirk is to come on the pod soon.
Good.
Sam Hill, do you know him?
Hilly,
I don't think anyone really knows him.
No.
He's in the squad, but he never plays. Manu Tuolangi, do you know him?
Big Manu, yeah.
Yeah, I know him. He doesn't follow me, but big fan of his work. Apparently, he is sharp as a knife when it comes to academics.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, will blow your mind. He's going to go on to do great things.
And what about
discover things that will probably save humanity.
What about 40? The battle of two fly halves. 40 versus Farrell.
I mean, it is disappointing to see two guys with two boring haircuts playing fly half. You know, we'd love to see someone out there with a glorious hairstyle, some flamboyancy, but we're not going to see that. It is what it is, but it two great teams, a great game, and I'll probably be too lashed to know what's going on.
Well, Archie, talking about Prem Final this weekend, talking about Tuolangi just there, we're joined by his partner in crime, in England colours, in Mr. Henry Slade. How
Slady!
Yeah.
Slady!
Do you know Slady? I'm guessing you do.
No, I don't know Slady, but I sometimes sing that in the stands of Twickenham and the Six Nations.
Slady.
I'm the only one. It doesn't really catch on.
No.
But I always try and get Slady!
Yeah,
Slady! But then it doesn't catch on, and then we just go back to the heave! Yeah. That does catch on. Everyone loves that.
You know his brother, though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Albert Slade. Really good guy. He's part of the set that you either see, you know, it'd be interesting to see where he ends up that Sunday, whether he'll be at Pear Tree or the ship.
Maybe we should have got
good
him
guy.
On, Henry.
Good guy. No. I think they've both got pretty dubious chat, but I think Henry's got more followers on Instagram, so we've definitely got the right Slade. So onside chat.
Hey, boys, all right?
Hey, there he is, Spady. Welcome to Le Podcast. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How's it going? So, Slady, where have you just got back from on holiday?
I've been in Greece.
That's where a lot of high net worth individuals go. When you earn six figures, you normally go to Greece, like Spady. So,
Pelagoni Club?
Is that where you hang out, is it?
I used to go on holiday to the Pelagoni Club with my family back in the day, but now I sort of hang out in Vallelobo, or, you know, if I love to just dance across over to Dubai. I love a bit of dupes. it's great for the gram, but it's just a good set of people out in dupes. Very much like the kind of people you see in Clapham, but just wealthier.
Fair play. But yeah, I had a good time. It was nice.
Oh, nice. Well, we're very excited to have you on the podcast. It's great to have an England, you know, current player on the podcast. We've churned the careers of many England players, including Ollie Lawrence. So we're very, very excited, and we can't wait to get into it, Spadey.
Well, we will be getting you a starting place in the centres for the England World Cup. Don't you worry about that. But I just want to start by, you know, asking you, Slady. Obviously, you are, in our eyes, always England's number one in the centre position. But your brother's fan of the podcast. Does that stretch as far as you? I mean, he listens to Archie Curzon's Words of Wisdom every day. Do you ever listen or not?
He sent me bits. I have listened to parts of it, yeah. I had a little listen to the Trevor Leota one the other day. Just part of it. Not Trevor Leota.
Rob Leota.
He was
a tough nut to crack, old Rob Leota. I'm not too sure what was going on. We were in his bedroom, and he seemed rather aroused, but a good guy.
You're talking about striptease and gambling.
When he started talking about bum funnels, that's what got him, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's just not used to that kind of banter. He hasn't sort of come across to England and seen it for real. You're very well averse with bum funnels down in Exeter. We've had Knowlesy on the pod, and you know he's told us how loose it gets on the bus on the way back from away matches.
Done a few of the time.
Well, talking about Knowlesy, I mean, obviously a big summer, not only the World Cup coming up, but also you're losing your best mates in Knowlesy and Cowan Sickie this summer as they go pick up cash in France. When you saw they were leaving Exeter finally, surely you're going like, you're looking around the change room and going like, there's not much banter remaining around me. Is it time I leave and, you know, go pick up some cash in Pulse's new?
It's going to be different next year. It's going to be weird. Like my three closest mates in rugby, Knowlesy, Cowan Dickey, Dave Ewers, all leaving at the same time. A load of other close mates off as well. It's like, and like big names at the club. It's going to be weird. It's going to be different. We got a corner like in the change room, the 10 highest appearances with Chiefs. You get to choose your spot based on how many appearances you got.
Yeah.
And like the corner with the most space is the top 10 appearance numbers. And of that corner this year, 7 have left. So there's 3 people left. So it's going to be all change up in Mayfair.
To be honest, where I work in the city, Spadey, we can pick your desks based on the number of connect calls you do over the year, and I'm right front and center. That's where I go, and I'm not going anywhere. But I know how Spadey feels, because when I was at boarding school and I had to leave when I had to leave boarding school at the end, and that was with my 4 closest mates. There was me, Bendy. There's a guy called Pugs who's a really good, I haven't seen him for years, but Pugs is a really good guy. We're all really close. And then Yami, we always used to go to Damer Bay in Cornwall every year.
These real people.
Yeah. We went to school together. And when we left, all your best mates are going, all my mates, we all went off to different things. Like Pugs and Yami went traveling. Benders was obviously, he was at Bath. And then I just went and did my gap year in Canary Wharf. And it was a hard thing. But actually, in those tough times, Spadey, you do find that, you know, you come through it. You've got to be uncomfortable to be comfortable. And, you know, you're going to have to go out there and reach out to some people. Granted, one of those people might be Ollie Woodburn, who probably doesn't have that much chat, but you'll be okay.
You say you're losing great mates in Jack Noll, Cowan Sickie, but also Dave Ewers there. You say he's a good mate of yours. Apparently you guys got in quite a big fight on a night out in a bingo hall.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
What happened?
Well, he told me about it. Apparently it happened. I don't know. We went to the bingo. There was not much bingo going on. Everyone was just drinking, obviously. Legends. Then we went to this club. Like, only 4 or 5 of us went. Everyone else went to a different one. Don't know why we went to this other one. I think I insisted on us going there. I was just scrapping Ian Whitten for about half an hour. We were just like, not scrapping, like punch each other. We're just having a wrestle. And then all got a bit much. I was sick into like one of those big pitchers, that big jug.
Yeah.
So, and then like got up because I was like, oh, I don't want to stand up and sick. So then Dave and Jack were on their hands and knees, like cleaning it up, bless them. And then I've had a run up for like 5-10 meters. I've just fucking gone straight for years and done probably the best tackle of my career. Popped his ribs, absolutely smoked him. Apparently, I don't know what happened. Coming the next day, like thinking nothing of it. And Jack's like, have you apologized to Dave yet? I'm like, for what? He's like, you fucking broke his ribs, you twat. So I've gone to Dave. He was fuming. He was like, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. He was like, he just told me what happened. I was like, yeah, shit, that's a bit concerning. But yeah, pick the biggest guy in the room,
yeah,
smoking.
Yeah. That's actually one of the tactics we do in Infernos. When I'm in Infernos, I'm always looking for the biggest guy, and I'll just go mark my territory.
Right.
And I'll just go straight up to him, and I'll
fist on his leg.
Yeah. Oh no, I'll just go up to him. I normally say to him, "Listen, mate, do you know who I am?" They know who I am.
Of course.
84,000 followers on Instagram. But if he didn't know, which has never happened, then yeah, I'd be pissing his leg and then tackling him, or being sick in his mouth.
Well, Slady, obviously. Gutted to see your friends leave, but one person you're probably pretty happy to see the back of was Eddie Jones. Dropped to you in the autumn series. How many times in the last 2 years have you sat on the bench or on the sofa at home, looked at that Farrell Smith combo, and been like, "What the hell is going on? Get Slady out there."
Oh, I don't know. I got on really well with Eddie.
How strange was it when he got sat? Because it sounded like in the camp, everyone loved him, loved what he's doing. But then, obviously, there were some boys who didn't like what happened. And then Steve's come in. Did you have to have a conversation together?
It all happened sort of after the Six Nations, obviously. And we had our debrief, and no one thought he was going to get sacked or anything. And then, obviously, a couple of weeks later, it comes out that he is. And as a group, and as I think Steve addressed it fairly early on, obviously, there's a big change and how best he thinks we can cope with that. And the boys obviously did as well. And I think that was the best thing. It wasn't like the elephant in the room. They weren't talking about it. Like they addressed it straight away.
That's good to hear, because it sounds a bit like when my dad left my mum. Similar situation though, because when my dad left my mum, and it happened very quickly, very similar to Eddie leaving. And then my dad's new girlfriend, Thelma, she came in the picture, and I remember they just took me out to TGI Fridays.
Great place.
You get free refills.
Do you still?
Yeah, I love TGI Fridays. Big shout out to TGI Fridays. We should go there. Do you want to go there?
Trying to sponsor us.
Have you been to TGI Fridays, Spady?
I have, not for a long time.
Okay, well, anyway, my dad and Thelma took me out, and my dad told me what was going on. You know, again, addressed the elephant in the room. Thelma was 20 years younger. I mean, she had a body to die for. She was just, she was about 10 years older than me. And anyway, he just explained that this is what's happening. I'm going to go live with my mum, they're going to live, and he'll probably see me every quarter. And it was good. Again, you know, he just said, "Look, this is what's happening." Yeah. And it was brilliant, and we got on with it, and I've turned out bloody well.
Did he pick up the TGI Fridays?
Yeah. At that time, I was nine. I was 9 years old.
You got some names in your life, haven't you? Thelma.
Thelma, she was a great girl.
Still around?
No, dad married her, and then they divorced. It was,
Shotgun married.
No, it was a lovely wedding. I didn't go, but it was in the south of France. It was lovely. But Thelma was around for 5 years. Great gal. She now has a pashmina business online. Big shout out. It's Thelma.
What's pashmina?
Oh, Slady, you need to get one for your wife. A pashmina is it's like a really nice scarf. A lot of the girls in Fulham, Albert will know what a pashmina is.
Yeah.
Ask him what a pashmina is after this podcast.
Slady, obviously great memories of Jonesy, because he was a great guy, a great warrior, a great battler. But every person who comes on does have a story about him being quite odd, giving them a weird nickname. What were the weirdest things you sort of saw him do or say?
He had nicknames for a lot of boys. I'm pretty sure he called Elliot Stook the pebble because he couldn't jump. Mikey Williams the shadow, because he couldn't tackle anyone. He just chasing shadow. It's not. I just thought Mikey was very fucking good tackler. But
were you there when he sent Yard home after 1 minute?
Yeah, I was there. I was also there when he sent Cameron Dickie home for being too fat.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Cameron Dickie's rocked up.
We went to Turlington. Obviously, it's like a three and a half hour drive. Get there. First thing, we have skin folds. Cameron Dickie's is like over 100. he's in a cab 10 minutes later. Back home, says I'm gonna send home, I'm too fat. So he drove 3.5 hours. He was there for half an hour. Back again. Commercial break.
Fucking hell! Why do I love summer so much? The sun's shining, the cheekies are wonderful, even the chassis are looking extremely lovely. It's just a great time to be in Clapham. But what's even better is we're giving you a box of award-winning free beers from 10 different breweries around the country, all award-winning, and it's all for free. Yes, you heard me right. This weekend, you can have a free, huge box of beers in your hand. All you got to do is pay postage and packaging, and Beer 52 will give you a free box of beers and some free snacks. So all you got to do is click the link in the podcast notes, literally click it now, put in your address, and you'll have a free box of beers by this weekend to enjoy in front of the Prem Final. Don't say we don't treat you nicely. You're welcome. There are lots of photos of you, you know, in the England days, celebrating trophies, topless, getting the chest out. Obviously, you're always in pretty good nick. One of the reasons is obviously you have to regulate yourself because you are a diabetic type 1. Now, incredible journey to be a professional athlete and suffering type 1 diabetes. Just quickly give us a sort of overview, 30-second overview on what it's like, the challenges you sort of, you know, face every day being a type 1 diabetic in the most incredible sport in the world.
The more you keep on top of your sugars, the better, the more you check, the more often you check it, the better. Because if your blood sugar levels are the same as someone else's, then you're not, I'm no different to you guys, you know what I mean? The only thing that makes me different is if my blood sugars drop low or go high.
And so you've got a great jawline. Track of that.
And that, yeah. So keeping on track of that.
Have you ever had any near sort of possibly fatal, I don't know, run-ins?
I had one morning. I used to live with Michele Campagnaro, you know, the centre, Italy.
He used to
live with me. And one morning I had a kicking session. I had to be in the club at 8 o'clock. But it's before breakfast. Like breakfast was on at 8:30. He had to be in at 8:30. And I woke up at like 6 o'clock. I've been low all night. My blood sugar's been low for ages. I didn't realize. I woke up, like, had no idea what was going on. And like, I knew I had to be in for 8 o'clock, but I couldn't work out what time I had to leave. And I couldn't like work out I needed to have sugar. Jeez. Then in the end, I finally got some jelly babies in me. And I was like, it had gone 8 o'clock and I hadn't left. And I was like, well, I need to be there at 8. So I need to leave in a minute. I just couldn't work it out. And then he's like, mate, you had to be there 20 minutes ago. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. And then he drove me there and it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have done that drive for 10 years or 8 years, whatever it would have been. I could not have got from my house to the club. I wouldn't have known how to do it.
That's
it was quite weird. I was low all night. My blood sugar's been low for like 7 or 8 hours. Mine was a bit boggled. I had some sweets and a few hours later I was fine. But like, it's just that's the worst I've ever been.
It's interesting. Sorry, Spedy. Just really interesting because I have a similar thing, but with Biltong. So if I Spedy needs sugar,
if I
get low in protein, and then I get diluted, but then I normally just
you can't do any deals.
Have some Biltong.
So you keep some at work in your desk.
I have Biltong on me all the time. I keep it in a bum bag on a night out, or I take it in my rucksack on the work on the tube. Yeah,
it is shit. Yeah, but you got to look at it positively. There's way worse things to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you could live in Putney and play hockey. That would be awful.
Could do, yeah.
Well, exactly. So you say there are way worse things, and one I know which people struggle with at all different levels is a sort of a form of OCD, and I know you really battled with it internally. I've read your story over it. It sounds pretty exhausting. At the height of your sort of OCD obsessions and the internal struggles, can you just give us some examples? Because I know everyone has some level of this, how it sort of infringed and impinged your day-to-day life, because it was completely crazy at its worst, wasn't it?
It went into all sorts of stretches of life, really. Everything, like the way I was turning on and off lights, the way I was laying the bed sheets out before I got into bed. I had to tap my feet on the floor a certain way before I got into bed. I had to, like, everything, every bit piece of clothing I put on is left first, then right. But then I had to tap my foot on the floor before I put my foot through the hole and shit. And when I finished when I was drinking a glass of whatever, I had to wipe the top when I finished. I had to tap my finger on the table before I picked the glass up. There's loads of things. I just did it for so long, and it got worse and worse and worse. And then all one day I was just like, this is getting ridiculous. So it's taken me 45 minutes to get into bed. It's like absolute ball ache. And I just sat down with a guy, a psychologist who comes down to Chiefs, sees a few of the boys, Matt Toms, and he just basically laid it out plain and simple to me. He said, "What this is all, how can the way you turn a light switch off affect how you're going to play on the rugby pitch, or affect anything that's going to happen to your family or your friends or anything?" Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, if I don't do this, something bad's going to happen to myself and my family or friends or whatever. or I was going to get injured, or I was going to play bad, or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So, well, as soon as I took a step back and looked at it from the outside, I was like, "That's bollocks. That won't affect anything." I just literally stopped it straight away. But it didn't help because the first time I stopped it, the first game I stopped it for, I broke my leg in 2015. Ooh. So that
should have kept
help.
It up. Should have kept it up.
I should have kept going.
To be fair, I have some of that. You know, I won't leave the gym unless I do 250 kettlebell swings before I leave, because I'm like, you know.
I mean, that's similar.
Slady, just a quick one, because you are married, aren't you? And that's an incredible yes. feat, something that I haven't accomplished yet, and I'm looking at different ways to try and get with, you know, the opposite sex and try various chat up lines, and I just wanted to ask because. Yeah. I came across quite a nice cheeker the other weekend, but as you know, I'm a semi pro athlete, and you know, pride myself on being in good shape, Slady. But she was a smoker. But I just thought maybe if you know,
is that a red flag?
Well, yeah, but I just thought maybe I could ask her for a cigarette and see, you know, if that'd be a way in and try and smoke with her. Do you think that's a good tactic? I don't know.
Are you speaking to my brother?
I just wondered, would you recommend it?
Yeah, well, that's how I did it.
Yeah, there you go. Good tactics. I couldn't recommend it more.
Let's go back a bit, because you grew up South Coast. You attended a minor public school, as Archie would say, in Plymouth College before signing on to play for Exeter. Now, we've been told by Nolly in all its glory, but how messy was the Exeter initiation when you joined? Just take us through your memories of that harrowing yet wonderful day.
Everyone was around the first team change room, still on the benches around there, and it was just like a bit of an assault course, like a few different challenges to do. One of them was you had to like eat some vodka jelly out of the floor, and Peter Short, who was a massive guy, I was 18, he was, I don't know, 30 odd, 135 kilos, huge bloke, just bent down whilst I was on the floor trying to eat this jelly without my hands, and just sicked all over me. So I was puked on all. I was the first one, so I had all his puke.
Oh, nice.
There's obviously a fair bit of like pissing on and stuff. Peter Short though, some funny stories about him.
Yeah, go on. Give us another shorty tale.
So do you know James Lightfoot Brown?
Yeah, if he's got a double barrel name, I know him. Yeah,
yeah, he's a coach at London Irish. So basically, myself and James Lightfoot Brown, JLB as we call him, we were what Shorty called is Dragons. He was a dragon master and we were the dragons.
Yeah, nice.
So we would have to look after him in certain ways and he'd look after us. You know what I mean? So
sounds like the relationship I had with my geography teacher, Mr. Matthews.
I don't want to ask about that. And JLB's changing room spot was not on the chair. It was actually underneath Shorty's legs. So that was where he had to go to put his boots on to get his kit out of his bag every day. It was just under Shorty's legs for about a year. So there's some other stories which I'm not gonna care about him, but he was a good lad.
Knowlesy said he completely shamed himself during his England initiation in France. He was locked in a cubicle crying. What happened on yours? Did you sort of embarrass yourself as much?
Well, mine wasn't probably as memorable as Knowlesy's. I think he was singing like Tenacious D in front of all the coaches' wives or something. You know, Fuck It Gently or something.
Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah,
that was his initiation. So that was his first cap song. And he's singing that in front of Lancaster's wife and all that. So.
We do something quite similar for people who move to Clapham, actually, Slady. When you move to Clapham, you have to do a drink with everybody that lives in Clapham. It works out to be about, depending on who's in their home, about 15,000 to 20,000 drinks.
Whoa.
Yeah. Only one person.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, we've had 6 deaths in the last 5 years.
Only 6?
How long have you got to do that?
You've got about 48 hours. It's normally over a weekend. It's ideal if it lands on the bank holiday weekend, because you can sort of take it over three days. Yeah. But it's really good fun and it really brings everyone together.
Obviously, you've had your highs and lows in rugby, but none higher than when you beat Wasps in the 2017 Prem Final to really kickstart, just this amazing winning run and rise for Exeter, which then obviously leads on to you guys winning the double during 2020. What was that period like? Which was the best celebration?
It'll always be hard to top the first one, just because it is the first time.
that we've ever done it, that we ever won the Premiership. But the second one was special in a different way. Obviously, doing the double, like winning the European Cup, something you grow up watching, like watch all the time as a kid, and to be able to play in it and then to win it is mental. The only thing that sort of put a dampener on it was COVID, no crowd, yeah. It was just us there. But the cool thing about that sort of period was we had European final. The next week was Premiership final. The next week was the last round of the Six Nations, which was postponed. Mm. We won the European Cup, Premiership, and the Six Nations 3 weeks back to back. So that was pretty cool.
That was amazing.
There is something quite nice about that COVID time, just being able to be with, you know, just lashing just in a group. Yeah. I mean, I was at home alone, but I actually had some really good lashes by myself.
Did you?
Yeah. Some of the best lashes I had was just at home. Just like if I got like a good deal or I had a good month at work, I just go home and I crack open like a couple of cases of beer.
Were you going between and fasting and drinking?
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't eating and then I just get on the beers. But, I had a really good lash. I remember it lasted maybe two nights. Yeah. Like two whole days.
You have quite a good. Yeah, you have quite a lot of fun
with
yourself.
It got loose, lady. I've got to be honest with you. After 24 hours, I was just there naked dancing. That's how loose it got. And I was having, like, in the mirror, just going, ooh, ooh. It was so good. Write that down. I forgot a video. I could put that up on Instagram or something. Right.
So you're missing COVID times, are you? COVID
yeah, time. I did. No, I like being out now, but I did enjoy my own company. I did enjoy getting, you know, pissed with your nearest and dearest and, you know, and yourself.
Obviously, 2020, awful time for everyone. You've become the most high profile sportsman in the country. To say you're not taking the vaccines. Did you get some weird abuse at the time? Just give us a flavour of what, like, sort of your life was like, because you were standing up for a reason and you've been proved right, but at the time it must have been pretty tough. And like, what was the kind of shocking abuse you got? Because I can imagine it was a pretty tough time.
It was. My phone just started going mental and I looked at it, and I got a text or someone. I checked and I obviously just read this article and I was like, shit, people aren't going to like that. And people didn't like it. Well, I've never had that many tweets or messages or anything. Like, I don't know how many. It was tens of thousands. Like, half positive, probably half against me. It was pretty mental. Like, I couldn't believe how much Twitter blew up. Do you know what I mean? A lot of very abusive people. Nice people saying their support and saying about how my opinion is my opinion, and I'm entitled to have that. Which is obviously right.
That's what it is, Slady. That's what, you know, that's what I get. About 50-50. You know, people, I get 50% coming in the inbox saying, hey, you single, do you want to go for a drink? 50 of them just saying, you're an absolute wanker. But I don't know if they're saying wanker in a banterous way, which I perceive it as they're saying, you're a wanker, like I call my mates wankers.
Like you like to masturbate.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're just like, I've seen you during COVID times naked in your house.
Slady, we are going to let you go in a second. So just one more thing. Obviously, you've got this amazing Red Bull sponsored tournament coming up in Sandy Park and Exeter for your testimonial. Just give us a bit of info on the testimonial itself and how people can come down and get involved.
Myself and Jack have been at Exeter Chiefs for over 10 years, 12 years, I think we've been playing there. And the club have enabled us to do a testimonial to sort of celebrate that. And obviously, but it's also raising money for a good cause, for the Exeter Foundation, which supports a lot of charities around Exeter. But basically, the testimonial is, We just wanted to have a really good time and do different events that people have, because people have testimonials most years and do fairly similar things. They have a charity, they have a match, dinners, all these things. But we tried to do a little bit different, and because of the link with Jack and Exeter Chiefs with Red Bull, we're able to speak to those guys, and they've organised a really, really fun and exciting touch festival, which will be at Sandy Park on the 3rd of June. And it's basically like a festival feel. There'll be, I'm sure, fireworks, DJs, the refs are mic'd up, there's commentators, that, well, everything. So it's quite interactive for the crowd. There's some big names playing. We've got some England internationals, obviously myself and Jack, Freddie Stewart coming down.
I was invited.
There's still a space on the team if you'd like.
I would have loved to have come, but I'm actually in Vadalobo sunning myself on the golf course. But yeah,
of course.
We're obviously put a link to the tickets in the bio, but can people still sign up and come down and get involved in the teams?
Can't get involved in the teams. I think that there's been a bit of confusion about people with that, but the teams are all sorted. Like there's a lot of there's some celebrities playing, like Foxy SAS, Who Dares Wins.
Yeah.
Kai Fagan just won Love Island. He's playing.
Mm.
Tickets are on the Exeter Chiefs hub. So if you log on to Exeter Chiefs, there's a link there to that. Or also if you follow Jack and Henry 1314 on Instagram, yeah. there's a link in the bio. There's an after party afterwards also that me and Jack will be at. So if the price of the ticket is only, it starts at £10. So £10 for students, £15 everyone else. So that also includes the after party entrance as well. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun day. Hopefully, hopefully we get as many people down as we can. I'll spread the word.
I'd imagine it'll be sold out after you turning up on this podcast and everyone listening to this and clicking on the link. So can we send Jack and Henry, because they've got loads of money, send them an invoice for like £5,000 just for like everything we've done.
Yeah, for that fee. Does he have chat, or does he have no chat? Does he have chat, or does he have no chat? Does he have chat, or does he have no chat? Gonna ask those questions now. Manu Tuilagi.
Chat.
Carl Sinclair.
He's a chat. Like, he's got lots of chat.
Stuart Hogg.
Likes to think he's got chat.
Owen Farrell.
Actually, it does have a bit of chat, yeah.
George Ford.
Yeah, similar. Those boys are a bit standoffish before you know them, and then...
Marcus Smith.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Maritoje.
Quiet again. I'm going to say, when you say chat, I say no
chat. Let's say no chat.
Just be brutal, Slady.
Mike Brown.
Chat.
Ooh.
He can chat, can't he?
Chris Robshaw. Chat.
No chat.
And then Ollie Woodburn.
He's got no chat.
We wish you the best
Slady,
of luck.
Slady, love and champagne.
Good luck with the testimonial.
Bye-bye, Spadey. Take care. Love and champagne.
Cheers,
bye, Spadey. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely guy.
Oh, good guy. Yeah.
Good looking.
Soul of the earth.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that chunk of chat with him.
Yeah.
It was lovely. It was a nice bit of chunk of chat on the plate with some nice little bits of banter on the side that complemented the dish very well.
Beautiful.
What a lovely podcast.
So Archie, now just before we finish off, we've got a new section to unleash to the masses, to the hundreds of thousands who listen around the world. You're sick and tired of Q2 being interrupted by bank holidays, even though you do enjoy them, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
But you're worried that people are falling behind with their work.
Yeah.
And so you've decided, I need a section where I can call people up and motivate them and say, fucking get back on the straight and narrow.
What I think people want is me touching them more.
Yeah. What?
In a way, through the medium of a phone call.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes,
yeah. People want me touching them via a phone call to motivate them.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mr. Motivator?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he stole my nickname because ideally I wouldn't be called the magician. I'd be called Mr. Motivator, but that was already taken.
So you had to give me.
So the magician. But this section is called The Magician is Motivating the Masses.
God, that's going to be a tricky theme tune.
No, if anyone can do it, you can do it. Hit me with it.
The magician motivates the masses everywhere he goes. Magician motivates the masses, everybody grows. Cause everybody grows and everybody knows. When the magician motivates the masses, everybody knows, like.
So Archie, we've been sent thousands of messages to our account with numbers asking people to phone people in, and we will do so over the coming weeks. But let's kick off by phoning this man, Mr. James Barlow, who's apparently turned his back on his rugby teammates, turned his back on the boys, doesn't go out on the piss anymore, and spends his whole day and night stuck in the library.
Mate, that's sad to see. That's not rugby. He doesn't need to worry about education. If you play rugby, it'll take care of itself. You'll know someone in the city will give you a job. Pass me the phone. I'm going to absolutely melt this.
Hello?
Barlow?
Yes?
It's Archie Curzon.
How you doing?
You're very well, mate. You well?
Fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, you sat down, mate, because I've got to have a bit of a strong word with you.
I'm just taking myself to somewhere quiet. I'll get my seat. I'm down, yeah.
Where are you?
In the library, actually.
Oh, okay, this is exactly what I want to talk to you about. Get out of the library, I need to talk to you. It's serious. And hurry up, because I'm a busy.
Right,
I've got a 2:00, so I need to get this done and dusted. But I'm pretty pissed off, mate, to be honest. I'm not happy. I'm not a happy bunny. Barlow, are you outside yet?
No, it's a bit of a long
shift, movie, boy. Shift. Okay, mate. What is going on? Tell Big AC, because what I'm hearing is you're choosing to do your university work instead of go out with the rugby boys and get lashed and have good banter.
Oh, I'd have to strongly deny those accusations.
I don't care if you deny them. I've just called you and you're in the library. What are you doing in the library? Obviously, you're doing work. Why are you not on the lash?
you know, I've got no excuse for myself, really.
Yeah, and I tell you what, your banter...
I think I've let everyone down.
Yeah, you have, and your banter's gone downhill as well. Judging by this phone call, your chat is awful. All you keep doing is going, ugh, ugh. Yeah. Right, listen... I'm only calling you this one time. If I have to call you again, I'll be coming down there and I will debag you in front of your whole university fraternity. Okay? I want you to get your work, get out of the library, go back home, open up a few beers, call the boys, apologise to each and every one of them, go meet them tonight and get absolutely steamboated. I want to see pictures sent to my inbox today and this will all be forgotten. Do you understand?
Yep.
Do you understand, Barlow?
Yes, I do.
I want to hear you shout. Do you understand?
Do you understand?
No, shout. You understand. I want to hear you shout. Do you understand, Barlow?
Yes, I do.
There's no hope for you, Barlow. There is no hope. I hope you heed to what I just said and get it sorted ASAP.
Well, Archie, it's a wonderful evening. That was a wonderful
really,
podcast.
Really, really good point.
And we've got a bank holiday to look
forward to. I know. I cannot wait. And it's going to be a good one. The weather is looking... ideal.
And what better way to kick off your bank holiday than with a free box of beers? Just to kick up before you go to Twickers, lovely morning, you've done your workout, mid-morning, free box of beers from Beer 52.
Beer 52,
couple
yeah.
of snacks, and then off you go.
Yeah, it's only like £5, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to do is click the link.
That's literally
in the podcast
nothing.
Notes.
Yeah. I laugh at someone who thinks £5 is a lot of money. let's face it, no one listening to this podcast thinks £5 is a lot of money.
Well, you get 8 cans, you get 2 free snacks, so just click on the link and get your free box now. Yeah. And also, summer really is here, it's getting hot, so don't forget to get rid of your bushes with 20% off from Manscaped with the code RIVERS20.
Wow, Manscaped Beer 52, This pod has got some high net worth advertisers.
We just want to look after our people,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Free delivery there.
This is great. Man, I can't wait. This bank holiday could be monumental. I mean, the weather is going to be ideal, so I definitely get a bit of spike ball. Going to Twickers.
Yes.
And then Sunday, the big one, I might do the ship and Pear Tree Cafe all in one. I mean...
that would be crazy.
Also, before I go, to let everyone know, we are in talks with the ship to potentially do a live free podcast to say thank
everyone.
You for everyone voting
for us. We haven't forgotten about you.
Can you believe it? Live at the ship for one night only, the Rig Biz boys. Go in there. Come on.
That would be fantastic.
That's me and you will be getting on it. You won't be able to go anywhere.
No escaping.
Terrifying. It'll be outside, perfect area. Have you been to the ship?
Yeah, I've been.
Like at the outside area, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
Really good for photos.
Yeah.
Like I love getting the sign of the ship and do a selfie with the boys. And then the ship's there. And everyone knows you're at the ship.
Yeah.
You're just there with the boys.
Bottle of Whispering Angel on the table
write
somewhere.
Write that down because I want to make sure. Can you just text me on Sunday? Just remind me. I must get that done when I get to the ship on Sunday because otherwise people don't know I'm there.
Okay, cool. Well,
right.
I'll let you go, mate.
I'm off.
Yeah, please.
On the Raz, mate.
Yeah, I won't see you again until next week.
You'll hear from me.
I won't see you again next week.
When I get on it, you'll be hearing from me because I'll be trying to get you out, mate.
Okay.
I'm on the Raz.
All right, mate.
Come on the Raz.
Well, you get well.
The Raz is when you go on the Raz.
Yeah, get on the Raz then.
Raz.
Leave me alone then. I'm tracking myself as well. All right.
I'm on the last track.
You're on the last. See you later then, mate. You have a good one.
Don't
take the mic. I'll see you later.
I would. That'd be quite a good band to take the microphone out with you.
Wallace, yeah. We'll think about that next year.
That'd be quite cool to have a mic. But yeah, you need it.
I need it.
Actually, write that down as well.
Wallace mic.
Looked in the mirror. So many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. I heard no echo. There was distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. Found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the hero.
Wow. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.